In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us. Today is the Sunday of Orthodoxy. Are you an Orthodox Christian?
Yes.
What does it mean to be Orthodox? What's the meaning of the word Orthodox?
It's broken down to orthos. Orthos is one of the words that comes from it.
Ortho? And what's the meaning of the word ortho?
Normal.
Ortho.
Normal, right?
Orthopedia. If you break your leg, where do you go? To the hospital? To what section?
To orthopedics.
Orthopedics, yeah? Right, straight leg, yeah, to make your leg straight again. So ortho means right, straight, correct, okay, a good one. And doxa, you have any idea what doxa means? No, pretty close, but no.
Normal?
No, ortho is right. Doxa. Pray.
Way. Belief.
Belief. Praise. Teaching. Okay? At the end of Matins, we have the so-called great doxology. The great praise that we give to God at the end of service of Matins. So, orthodoxa means right worship. Right praise to God. Okay? So what does it mean?
Right worship.
Okay.
Right praise to God.
Very good. Very good. Now that's what we try to do in church. We try to give glory to God and to give the right glory to God. But are we called to do this only in church?
No.
Where else are we called to do this?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. That's the answer. Everywhere. Wherever we are, whatever we do, we are called to give glory to God in whatever we do or say or think. We are called to give glory to God. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready? How do you think you could give glory to God at home? In something that you do at home?
By
praying, but not only. Not only. That's very good, you know, because we pray not only in church. We pray at home. We pray wherever we are. But let's say, you know, if I ask you to sweep the floor at home, not in the church, to sweep the floor at home, how could you give glory to God by sweeping the floor?
By doing it.
First of all, by doing it, and you know, you could do it like this. I really don't want to do this. And by, you know, and because you don't want to do it, and because you don't do it with a good heart, you're going to do a poor job. Right?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to do it. But, you know, Mom asked me to sweep the floor. And Father said that in whatever I do, I should give glory to God. So I'm going to sweep this floor like for Christ. Now, just imagine that Christ is there next to you, watching you, sweeping that floor, and you are doing it like being watched by Christ. How would you do it then?
Perfection.
Wow, Christ is watching me. I better do a good job. My best job. St. Paul says in the first letter to Corinthians, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Whatever we do, we are called to do it to the glory of God. That's what real Orthodox Christians do. They don't only give the right praise to God in church. We cross the right way. We say, Lord have mercy 3 times, hallelujah 3 times. And you know, we have the right icons, the right incense, the right everything. That's important. But if we do only that, we become like the Pharisees. We're just, you know, concerned about, you know, religion and to have the right worship. We are called to give the right glory to God wherever we are, in whatever we do. To do everything for the glory of God. When you play, the piano or soccer. You told me that you're going to start playing soccer, right? Or, you know,
tennis
or whatever you do. Do it for the glory of God. And do your best and give glory to God. And then life becomes a lot more beautiful. If we win or if we lose, we give glory to God for everything. Because we know that through everything, God is transforming us in His likeness. So are you ready to be real Orthodox Christians wherever you are? Are you? Okay. That's why today we have the procession of the icons. To remind us of that Sunday, that first Sunday of Lent in 843, when the icons were brought back into the church, but also to remind us that we are called to be icons. We are called to be icons of Christ wherever we are. To be like Christ wherever we are, and to give glory to God in whatever we do. Amen. That's what real Orthodox Christians do.
Are we supposed to like icons and not make people like alive? Are we like supposed to, but like how can we be the icon of Christ if we?
You know that, yes, because icons are not alive. But we are. And icons are to remind us of God who is alive, and icons of the saints, like of St. John the Baptizer. We have icons like of St. John the Baptizer to remind us that we could become like him. So, okay, how could we be an icon, and all of us, you know, like John the Baptizer himself, by the grace of God, by working together with God, he became like Christ. He became an icon of Christ in the world, an image. How could we become? Can you give me an example of when we could be, when we are an icon of Christ and when we are not an icon of Christ?
We're not an icon of Christ if we just do it just because, like, for example, the teacher told you to.
Okay. Or when we do, you know, when we do something selfish, something bad, when we hurt other people, when we swear, when we use bad words, or, you know, when we do something bad, are we icons of Christ? When we are loving, when we are kind, when we speak the truth, when we are courageous, are we icons of Christ?
Yes.
That's how we could be living icons of Christ wherever we are, and that's how we could present Christ to the people around us wherever we are. Thank you very much. Christ is among us.
He is among the shepherd.
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. These were the last few verses of today's epistle reading, and this is what we see with our eyes when we step into an Orthodox church that has, you know, the iconography, all the iconography in place. Because in an Orthodox church, we have icons all over the place, but the lowest row of icons are saints. Saints of the New Testament, prophets and righteous people of the Old Testament. In the first row, the lowest row of icons are the saints, and all of them are looking in the same direction. Do you have any idea in what direction they might be looking? The holy altar. All of them are looking, all of them, you know, sometimes when they look like they have a sore neck. They don't have a sore neck. They look towards Christ. they look towards the holy altar, and at the very, at the most eastern point of the holy altar, there is an icon of Christ serving liturgically, being the priest forever, as he is called by St. Paul so many times in the letter to the Hebrews, serving liturgically as a priest, the liturgy forever in heaven. And the whole church looks towards him and goes towards him to become one with him. This is what we see when we step into an Orthodox church. And this is what we are called to become as Orthodox Christians. When people come to a Christian church, people expect to see Christ, to find Christ, and to find Christ-like people. And this is what the church reveals to us. Christ and Christ-like people, his saints. And this is who we are called to become. That's why the church depicts this row of saints right next to us. Right there on the wall, we could touch them. To tell us that you are called now to get on the wall. To get on the wall and to become like Christ. And we are called to become the living saints of Christ. Therefore, beloved faithful, let us really try to become more and more a real Orthodox Church, because this is what people expect to find, especially in a church that is called Orthodox Christian. Not only Christian, but the right glorifying, right worshiping Christian church. Wow! This church really must have Christ there. This is what people expect to find when they come to an Orthodox Christian church. Christ and Christ-like people. As I told the children, it is not enough only to have the right worship. And that when the worship is over, that's it. We are not Orthodox anymore. We go back to our own life, to our old life. It doesn't work like that. In the Orthodox Church, we really believe in the liturgy after liturgy. When we are called, that's why, by the way, we have the prayer behind the amble. When I come out and I read that prayer, and I ask God to give us strength to go in peace. When I say, no, let us depart in peace. That's the prayer when we ask God to give us His wisdom and His love to be like Him, not only in church when we worship Him, but to worship Him wherever we are, in whatever we do. During agape, at home, at work, wherever we are. And I would have a recommendation for all of us, and I put myself in this today, especially in church, because everything starts here. If we have the right spirit in church, we have a chance of taking this good and loving Christian spirit, real Christian spirit, at home. If we don't have the right spirit in church, we have no chance of having the right spirit at home or at work. And what I would recommend to all of us today is to talk more about Christ in church after the liturgy. Let us try to talk less about UK basketball and talk more about a verse or a passage from the Bible that we read last week and we really liked. Let us try to talk less about what, I don't know, the accomplishments of our children, and talk more about a spiritual passage that we found in one of the Holy Fathers, or a good presentation we listened to on Ancient Faith Radio last week and we really liked. Let us share the grace of God that was bestowed upon us, and let us speak about Christ. Let us give glory to God, not only when we worship Him, but also when we talk to each other, at least in church. And then, let's try to do the same thing at home or at work, in humility and with joy, giving glory to God. Because this is what St. Paul, in the same letter to the Hebrews, told his disciples, told the Hebrews, therefore, by Him, let us continue let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Let us have Christ on our lips, Christ in our heart, not only when we worship him, but also outside of worship, because that's what Orthodox Christians do, and that's what the world around us needs to hear from us. The praise of God, the right praise of God. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.